Save big money on your next bathroom upgrade. Now at Menards. Check out our great selection of shower heads from Waterpik. They have innovative, sleek designs with Power Pulse, therapeutic massage for your comfort. Enjoy a better shower experience today with Waterpik. Get a 6-spray handheld shower head on sale now through April 6th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Gang, and now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic Friday Flashback.
Gentlemen, fast food, I've been talking about this for a number of weeks, but I did want to get to this before, and I want to do the roundtable here. This is the, and I will accept combinations. I think it was last week on the show.
Right.
I talked about going to McDonald's for the fries and going across the street for the Whopper to Burger King if they're in close proximity. Mm-hmm. This is the definitive last fast food meal. Now, don't tweak it up because it's your last meal. This is just a standard meal that you enjoy at a fast food joint that you would say to yourself, man, if I'm going tonight, if you know, Father, the Grim Reaper person is coming to visit me tonight, I get this fast food meal. What do you order? What is the last one? And a normal quantity.
All right.
I'll start with Buzz Burbank.
For me, it would be a combination of Taco Bell. I would, because I love love the tacos, and I love most of the stuff.
I don't want to argue with you. Taco Bell.
Buzz likes Taco Bell because it's impossible to spend more than $11.
Look, we're just talking about normal fast food places here. I assume we're talking about, basically narrows it down to chicken, hamburgers, and tacos. I mean,
exactly.
How many other choices are there really?
Pizza? Right. Would pizza count?
Pizza would count, sure, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I love pizza too, but I'll keep it to this. I would like a Popeye's crispy, spicy chicken, dark meat.
Right.
I would like KFC original chicken, dark meat, and I would like some stuff from Taco Bell, tacos and burritos in particular, and that would be it. That would be, for me, an ideal fast food final meal.
You're in your car, and you go to Taco Bell, and you go to KFC. You
and to Popeyes,
both.
Yeah.
And Popeyes simultaneously.
Yeah, yeah.
KFC and Popeyes. Yeah, you would mix on the last meal.
KFC original and the Popeyes spicy crispy.
Of course
you
it's going to be his last
you
meal.
Bet.
His cholesterol is 9,000.
Through the roof.
And Mr. Santana, I know you were a fast food aficionado.
Yes.
On your old show
yes.
with your partner, you guys talked about it quite a bit, and I'm curious what you would enjoy.
Well, if it was my last meal and really money was no issue, you know, spare no expense type
situation.
Well,
we're talking fast food. Fast we're food. Not going to talk about robbing Fort Knox.
No, I'm talking about a dream scenario.
A dream scenario.
Yes.
Money
right?
is no
yes,
object.
Yes, yes.
So are we gonna up the quantity here?
No, it's just how to actually get the food I want.
Okay, I'm curious.
So it would be, hopefully I'd die in the summer months, gentlemen.
We'll see what we can
do. We're hoping.
Working on it. So if it's my last meal in the summer months, I would drive to Ocean City, Maryland.
Okay.
Pick up the original boardwalk fries.
Oh, really? Oh, you're
the
big with the vinegar and all
yes,
that?
Yes, absolutely.
Thrashers, right. Yeah.
Is it Thrasher's?
Thrasher's fries. Right.
Thrasher's
get
fries.
On a Lear jet, fly to the West Coast.
Really?
Yes. And then I would get to the closest In-N-Out Burger. Just get two regular In-N-Out burgers with just spread
all right.
and my fries.
Now, for people that don't know, and I'm an East Coaster, I've spent plenty of time in Los Angeles, but I don't, you know, I know the burgers out there. When Don and I used to hang out there, it was all about Carl's Jr. That
yes.
was Don's place. That's what he liked.
Yes.
Please to explain the magic of In-N-Out Burger that would put you on a Lear effing jet.
Why?
In-N-Out Burger, and really, there's a lot of hype to these places that you don't live around that might not be national chains. But for In-N-Out Burger, when we lived on the West Coast, that was my favorite place. And it's because of the freshness of their actual food. You can taste the freshness. You've probably cooked a fresh Italian meal in your time, and you've actually
right.
been at a restaurant where you said, well, this might not be the freshest meal I'm getting.
Right, of course.
You truly get a fresh burger there.
Okay.
And there's some underlying cult and innuendos that you have to be a certain type of look, you have to be a certain type of person to work at In-N-Out Burger, and people get into those.
That's from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Right.
People get into.
Are you saying that they're like the client, the people that work there are hotter?
The people that work there get paid better than anybody else in the fast food industry, and they look better.
So they're hot women.
Yeah, and it's not hot women. It's
hot
just
guys.
It's
guys.
Just a clean looking, like all American or not like FOB, like you know what
okay,
I mean.
Okay, so not like the fast food slacker.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
But they have a look and feel, and that all balls into the presentation of what make me jump on a jet with my boardwalk fries
right.
to get an In-N-Out Burger with just spread. Two of those, some boardwalk fries, and a large diet soda.
That's it.
Well
that's
done.
It. Yeah. Well
that's
done.
Good.
Really,
you
I like that
diet.
One.
ahead of real if it's your last meal?
I grew up with diet.
Wow.
That's all I know.
You know, Rob, I am so conditioned to drinking diet soda.
Yuck.
I don't think I could have, I don't think it would matter. It wouldn't even be relevant to me to have, look at Rob.
See, this is where you're wrong.
Rob.
This is a guy, though, that crosses the border for the sugarcane Coca-Cola.
It's true.
Like the
it's
real true. Coke, the Latin American Coke.
Do you know, seriously, and I am no one to lecture you about weight.
Oh,
I am Tubby Boots as well.
Understood.
But the sugar soda, you eliminate that from the equation, and I guarantee you, you are well ahead of the game. You are on your way.
You drop
sugar soda to me.
Then eliminate beef.
You would drop 30 to 35 pounds without the sugar soda.
Yeah, and you know what? On me, it wouldn't show.
But sugar soda, I mean, I remember years ago,
the
pitcher for the Detroit Tigers that got in all sorts of trouble, and he turned into be an enormous lard ass, and he was Denny McClain, and it was the first time.
I remember that name.
Do you remember? And Denny McClain, it was the first time where they had the statistics about how many six-packs of regular Pepsi he drank during a day.
Well, sure, that's Pepsi. Coke's not as bad.
But this guy, like, smoked cigarettes and drank Pepsi,
yeah.
And that was...
Hi.
Are you drinking regular Pepsi?
No, this is Diet Pepsi.
See, but, Diet Pepsi.
Yeah.
The most significant weight loss I ever endured was switching from regular to diet sodas.
But I will tell you this, I don't drink a lot of soda, but when I do... Always the lettuce.
I drink like a case a day.
That's
like
not a lot.
You sound like the Dos Equis guy, but when I do.
But when I do.
I don't drink a lot of diet soda.
I would say maybe eight a week. Maybe
eight
one.
That's it?
Yeah, that's not much.
Oh, so
that's not
pretty
that good.
I drink, you know what I mostly drink? I drink water and I drink whiskey.
Rob drinks Crown Royal.
For me, eight sodas is a slow day. That's more than that in a day.
I mean, but you drink diet soda.
Yeah.
It's very often I'll go a day without a soda. But when I do, and if I haven't had one at 4 o'clock, I get the most blistering caffeine headache, and I got to go to the Excedrin. Soda won't even happen fast enough.
I am now enjoying my favorite beverage, which is the Diet Gold Peak Iced Tea from my friends at Bloom.
So it's sweetened, but diet.
Yes, it's delicious.
See, I don't mind tea unsweetened. I like unsweetened iced tea.
It's same here.
Lovely. Okay, I'm ready for you because you are a connoisseur.
Okay, well, let's start.
Do not disappoint
let's
me here.
Let's start with the soda. We were talking about it. If I'm going to get a soda, I would need to audition it because sodas are inconsistent from McDonald's to McDonald's to McDonald's.
True.
Now, McDonald's does have the best Coke. In this day and age of the high fructose corn syrup Coke, no.
Yeah,
and besides, you know I prefer marijuana.
Yes. Welcome to Commander McDonald's Colombian Flake Salon.
Now, I do like the Mexican Coke because that tastes the way I remember Coke tasting.
Colombian Flake, it's
exactly.
Going along with it, right.
But a good fountain Coke from McDonald's tastes better than a properly bottled
All right, get off the beverage, get onto the food.
Okay. For fries, if I'm getting a good Coke at McDonald's, if the Coke sucks, I'll get a chocolate chip.
Wait, the beverage is that important to you?
It is.
So when you go to a drive-thru and you order your beverage and you take your first sip, you might just go, oh, no.
That's one of, you know
this is so unacceptable
this
to
is
me.
Some, believe it or not, that's something that Carrie and I bonded on when we were dating.
Really?
I said we should go here. We won't go to a movie theater that serves Pepsi products.
Wow.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola, is that important to you?
And Elvis was a Pepsi guy.
Yeah, well, Elvis had other issues as well.
Yeah.
Maybe if he straightened out his diet.
He'd be alive today.
Phenom and gum, baby.
So you get yourself a good soda. If the soda's no good, then I will get a chocolate shake at McDonald's. Okay? Which is also good and important.
Way to deprive yourself, Skippy.
But the chocolate shake is important to go with the key element, which is McDonald's French fries.
Good
combo. French fries. I am a big believer
the
in
best.
McDonald's.
Good combo.
You know what? And I'll even put those ahead of the stuff on the boardwalk. Mm-hmm. I think the boardwalk fries are good, but the boardwalk fries is about environment. And the McDonald's fries is about convenience and consistency.
Now, Mark's shaking his head. Mark over there is shaking his
head. I bet he'd love to get on the microphone. So,
that is just
and fun. Remember this, if you order unsalted fries at McDonald's.
Get up to that microphone and make a case for your boardwalk fries. Come on. You know,
I'm not saying I don't like boardwalk fries. I'm just saying
they're everywhere.
McDonald's.
You can buy them everywhere now.
Incidentally, take your time, Mark. Good RJ impression right there getting up.
I got to figure where's the... Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Which end?
So, hey.
By
right,
the way,
so anyway,
just
here's
talk
what I
into
think.
It.
A guy from
that,
1968, Haight Ashbury, called. He wants his sweater back.
I put this on today, Rob, and I knew I was going to get something from you today.
Yeah, well, there you go.
It.
And there you are.
Now, all right. Now, go make your point, Old Spice.
I'm on a horse.
Backward.
I got to look good for the ladies later.
And when does that start?
Now stop it.
All right. So anyway, I agree. I love McDonald's French fries too. Okay. But I don't think the Thrasher's thing is about atmosphere. I love the way that they're cooked, and I love the vinegar on it. I don't like vinegar on McDonald's fries. There's something about the Thrasher's fries.
Yeah, but
you
have ketchup, right? Ketchup?
No,
really?
No. McDonald's, okay. I hate ketchup on fries because I think it ruins it.
I do, and I like it because of the vinegar and the ketchup. I think it's very close.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Oh, sure.
And now as you walk back down to your seating place, I'll play the song. Do, 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 do.
And my vote is Five Guys.
Five Guys.
I'm not sure. Does that count as fast food?
Not really, but
because that would be way up. If that is, that would be my go-to.
But really?
It would. I would get 2 5 Guys doubles.
Good choice.
With cheese, bacon,
sure.
Mushrooms, ketchup, mustard. But here's the secret, Mike.
What's that?
Are you ready for the secret? Wait for it. Take it home, put it in a warm toaster oven for about 20 minutes, and let it really come together.
You know what? The man knows his fast food.
Well, he does.
Take the Five Guys product and take it home to a toaster oven?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
Because it comes in foil. And then it comes together, right?
Jeez, comes in foil like your stool sample. That's like the next day.
If you just harnessed all that power,
it couldn't be done. I mean, it'd be like a supernova.
It's literally, I felt like what just happened, and more power to you, because I've never heard someone describe something so well and so eloquently and actually break it down like he's a nuclear physicist. You got to take that power, man, and you got to use it for something else.
That power has been spent on burgers. I'm sorry. And you see, I wish that I liked the Five Guys fries better. They're good, but they're not McDonald's fries.
They just put them in a machine and chop them up throw them in the oil.
That's right.
And they got free peanuts.
Now it's done.
Yeah, and they can throw the shells on the floor.
And if he had a Learjet...
That's such an American tradition. Hey, you go to the restaurant... Yeah, put that finger way up inside the nose when you say, you go to the restaurant, let you throw the peanuts on the floor. Day!
Since Oxar got to use a Learjet, can I use a time machine?
Yes, go ahead. Yeah.
I would like to go back 20 years.
Okay,
and get some fried McDonald's apple pies. Not baked, but when they were fried.
Those were good.
That's my dessert.
Wow, okay.
And that is my meal.
Boy, I'm thinking on the fly
here. Thank you,
Buzz. This is the moment that I'm processing this. I came up with this discussion, but I didn't think about my own personal thing. Mm. You mentioned pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And if pizza is fast food.
You see, here's why I don't think you should be able to use pizza. Because we said, can you eat it in your car? Pizza's really not a car food.
Oh, I can't put my Gino's pizza from Glastonbury, the center of Glastonbury, Connecticut.
You can, but you're going to get it on your shirt.
It's so bad for you.
Why is it
Gino's? So
does it make it worse than any other pizza?
It's just better pizza, and when you eat it, you finish like half of that pie, and you wake up like in the middle of the night with with the cold sweats, just going, "I've done something horrible to my body."
That's how you know it's good.
But pizza's not necessarily one of my go-tos. I think we are talking in the world of fast food. If we're talking in the world of fast food, it is extremely difficult for me to argue with a double Whopper with cheese.
That's
your go-to.
A double Whopper with cheese.
How do you take it? Do you alter it or do you just have it?
I take it.
Hey, not the next show yet, Mike.
I take it right there.
You know, you can get
then
it any way you want
it.
Then
I go across the street, I get a super-sized fry.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then I get
at McDonald's?
At McDonald's. Right. Okay. Then I get a medium Diet Coke. Because I like a Diet Coke. There's no other beverage that I want to drink with my fast food.
It's the drink with a taste for food, Mike.
And then I would say right now, because I'm not going to use a time machine, if I'm still hungry, which is almost impossible. Liar! I would get the McFlurry with M&M's. I would get the McFlurry with M&M's. The dessert products are woefully inadequate in the land of fast food.
I agree. And there's a problem that's built in with that McFlurry.
Right.
Is that the M&M is not a product that does well chilled.
Yep. Yes, it does.
No, I don't like a frozen M&M.
It's fantastic. The frozen M&M, it makes it for me. I like that. The cold, hard candy.
You know what's better than
I
that?
I enjoy that.
It would be a Butterfinger McFlurry.
If they had them, but they don't have them anymore. I like a Butterfinger McFlurry.
Oreo?
Oreo's not known. It doesn't compare to the M&M.
My fast food dessert would be a soft serve from Dairy Queen. Dipped or undipped?
Oh, Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Dairy Queen is good.
Dairy Queen.
Right.
All right, check that.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. You know, since you brought it up, I'm going to go down the street. I'm going to get the Blizzard. Is it a Blizzard at Dairy Queen?
That's right.
That is strong.
And this is what I'm going to get. I'm going to get the I'm going to get the Heath Bar Blizzard.
Good choice.
Both of you guys amaze me.
It's like sex, isn't it? It's like watching sex.
I'm going to get the Dairy Queen Extra Large Blizzard.
And you know what makes it even better? When they hand it to you upside down.
Right. And it's really, you eat the Extra Large Dairy Queen Blizzard and your colon is impacted for the next month.
Oh, yeah.
You eat that and your burps are cold.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Isn't that the greatest feeling? You ever really pound like a Slurpee or a shake and then you burp? And the air comes up cold.
Oh, I love it. It's wonderful stuff.
It's a marvelous sensation.
Dairy Queen also offered during the holiday season, I think, a blizzard version of like a peppermint stick with chocolate.
I'm not a mint ice cream guy.
I'm not a peppermint ice cream guy. I like it.
Favorite ice cream, real quick. Flavor. Favorite ice cream.
Vanilla, really. Vanilla.
Boo.
Yeah, really. Really. Absolutely.
I like it. I like vanilla. Yeah. Well, you can do anything with it, but I like it plain. It is my favorite flavor. Vanilla is a flavor. It's
that
made from vanilla beans.
That doesn't surprise me in the least.
You know what? You know all that sexual food energy we had? It's gone.
Yeah.
Vanilla.
Stay in the car.
I prefer a sherbet.
Oh, I like that too.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Jamocha almond fudge.
Ah, very nice one. Rob Spiewak.
Tie. It's a tie. I really have
you to like Thai ice cream?
No. I like to wear a tie when I eat ice cream. Baskin-Robbins chocolate chip mint because of the shaved chocolate, and it's got to be green. And also Ben & Jerry's Cherry Garcia.
All right, I will go with two for you. The standard Breyers mint chocolate chip
needs to be green.
Is one of the no? It doesn't need to be.
We've been down this road, Mike.
Put the fake artificial color in it.
What makes
then
you think
I'll like it more?
How about this?
It says put more chemicals in it.
You know
it'll
what?
Taste better like real Coke.
You see, here's where you don't know. Breyers actually bleaches their ice cream.
They do. The second
at Food Lion.
And once again, I love you. You can tell I love me the Heath bars.
Right.
I like a Heath bar crunch.
Oh, it's great.
Ben and Jerry's Heath bar crunch.
Yeah. Any Ben and Jerry's product has a texture superior to any other ice cream.
Exactly. RJ, what's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Pistachio.
I'm proud of it.
that one, you I bet you didn't think you were going to hit a triple on that. We're going to take a break. I wish you could have seen that, folks.
That was great.
Pistachio. All right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's AURA.com/listen.
The nominees for this year's Golden Globe Awards were announced yesterday. It's the only one I usually mention on the show. The Scarlett Johansson Netflix movie Marriage Story. Has anyone seen it?
Oh, no.
It came
Didn't
out
she
on
get
top
divorced?
With six
is it a
nominations.
Is it a horror
to
film?
Ryan Reynolds?
Scarlett wasn't nominated. The Irishman and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood tied for second, 5 each. On the TV side, Chernobyl, great show.
Good. Yeah.
The Crown, another great show.
Great drink.
Unbelievable. Any of you guys watch Unbelievable?
I don't have any background on it, no.
Four nominees.
Is The Irishman one of the nominees? Is it up for longest?
Longest.
Just longest.
Huge snub, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, De Niro got snubbed. Mm. Netflix has quickly become the most nominated TV network at the Emmys, and now it's dominating movies, too. Netflix led all movie distributors with 17 nominations, including its first Best Picture drama for Marriage Story, The Irishman, and The Two Popes. On top of that, Netflix's Dolomite. Dolomite is My Name was nominated for Best
Betty
Picture,
Murphy.
Musical, or Comedy. Sony was next with 8 nominations. Yes.
Now, question, you may not know this, but to be an Oscar contender, you have to be shown in a theater. Now, I know some Netflix films do a like premiere in a theater.
They do like a 4-week run, 6-week run.
Is that the same for the Golden Globes? Does it have to be a theater release?
You know, I don't know that answer. That's a great question.
I will find out.
Netflix got 17 nods in the TV categories, which is more than any other network. HBO second with 15. In fact, not a single broadcast TV show got a nomination.
Damn. What? No network shows?
Apple TV got one.
Wow.
This is maybe
Sorry, Hoda.
Netflix answered all the hysteria over Disney Plus, which, by the way, you have never reviewed for us either.
I can't wait.
You're going to be busy tomorrow. You better just be. I'm coming in tomorrow, you know, with my jammies.
You got a holiday party tomorrow? I'm ready.
Bring a lozenge.
I will.
The 77th annual Golden Globe Awards live on NBC, I believe, with Ricky Gervais.
Yep.
Again, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fantastic. I will be watching because of that. That's they got smart and said, you know, you gotta put somebody that's going to be ripping these celebrities, please.
Yeah, roast.
That's January 5th. That's
yeah. So that you say no to Savannah Guthrie for that?
Game of Thrones was the most tweeted TV show of the year, and Avengers Endgame was the most tweeted movie. Tom Holland.
Duh!
Tom Holland was the top actor, and BTS was the top tweeted musical act.
Mike, if you're maybe a little bored, you want to check out the latest season of Mrs. Maisel, just dropped this past weekend.
Yes.
Watched the first one already?
I'm 3 episodes in. Fantastic.
Yeah. Would you... I don't want to do a spoiler thing, but... All right, turn your radio down if you're a Maisel fan. I got to ask Oscar a question. Just say, you think a little over the top of the production number at the beginning? I mean, wasn't it just a little too much of that and not enough of the good stuff?
I think
they spent a lot of money, obviously.
We
on it, right?
We know so much about Maisel that we're just used to seeing her in dive bars, but this is the ascension of her career.
Okay, very good. Okay, I get it.
And
I mean, great,
they've never been shy about, you know, splashy colors and synchronization with music. If not a full on production number, they've always been aware of it, and it's part of the texture of the show.
Yeah, and I'm all for that at the beginning. And then it was.
You're going to love how the season just continues down this path because not all goes right, of course.
Right. All right. I'm looking forward to it.
Maisel talk.
Surprise, surprise. The New England Patriots are being investigated for cheating again.
Oh, no.
This time they allegedly did it to gain an advantage over the 1-12 Cincinnati Bengals this coming weekend. Here's the deal. The Patriots sent a video crew to Cleveland yesterday when the Browns played the Bengals, but it was all above board and approved by the Browns. They were supposedly there to shoot footage for a web series called Do Your Job, but is that what they were really doing? A Bengals employee supposedly saw a Patriots videographer shooting Cincinnati's coaches and staff on the sideline during the entire first quarter. So security interviewed the videographer, and he reportedly asked if they could just forget the whole thing if he deleted the footage.
Oh, my God.
This is on the heels of the Astros just getting totally, as far as baseball is concerned, they're changing the way that people can actually scout other teams. And the Astros brought it to the forefront. We never got your take on it. I think they would use cameras.
I think they got to be wary of that. You never know. You know, that's why these.
But that's cheating, right?
Yeah, it's cheating. That's why there's such a thing as closed practices. You know, there's a lot of communicating that goes on in the NFL and in baseball. A lot of signs, a lot of plays being called. And the Patriots are cheating. And they always
have.
Bill Belichick is a cheater. Mm. He always has been a cheater. That's the way he rolls. Win at any cost. That's his MO. Look at him. Look at his face. I don't care how many games he wins.
Just last week, the Redskins were caught. They sent a videographer to a Backstreet Boys concert.
Thank you.
To figure out a new end zone dance.
Thank you very much. You got two more weeks You got 2 more weeks to get your Christmas shopping done. And for a lot of people, that means all their Christmas shopping.
Actually, Mike, you have 2 weeks in a day.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Thank you.
15
days for Christmas shopping.
I'll get through the news at some point.
Sorry, Mike. We're just
really,
to participate.
Really looking forward to it.
Here comes your buddy, though.
Hi. Have you done your Christmas shopping?
In America.
You better hurry up or...
You'll be sorry.
That's from A Miracle on 34th Street.
Mike's already sorry.
Mr. Hand, isn't this our time? An online survey taken yesterday asked 30,000 people if they started shopping yet. Over a quarter of people who plan to give gifts said, no, I haven't. They haven't bought a single present. I haven't. 58% of us... wait, that might not be true. Might have ordered something online for my son. 58% of us have started. 26% haven't. Another 13% aren't planning to buy gifts. And 3% said they don't know.
You know who doesn't know? The guy in the bathroom at Marshall's.
I don't know.
I'm going to tweet about the Marvel movie.
A Michigan man said a trio of prophetic dreams led him to a specific scratch-off lottery ticket that earned him $500,000.
Oh, my God.
Jesse Fravala.
He's a good boy.
Hello, Jesse. He's from Michigan. He told lottery officials he followed instructions from his dreams. I hate these stories, but I love these stories. My dreams are they told me to go buy the lottery ticket.
It's a lucid dream. I get up, I write it down.
So Jesse bought five $500,000 wild time scratch offs from Waz's Party Plus.
That's a good place.
I shop there all the time.
Of course.
He said, he doesn't have an Italian accent, I don't think. I don't know what his accent is.
I guarantee you he does.
Here's what he said.
Yes.
I've had three dreams where I've won a $500,000 playing a game. Ever since the first dream, I've been playing this game, hoping a dream would come true. And here I am. I wasn't expecting to win anything, but the last one either. So when I scratched off the $500,000, I didn't believe it was real. I had tears in my eyes.
Then he went home and posted pictures of food on Facebook.
There you go. The winner and phlegm.
And phlegm.
The winner said he plans to buy a new vehicle and invest the rest of his winnings. Winning.
Smart.
He says, winning definitely, she feels like my dream.
Yeah.
Like my dream come true.
Is he going to buy a Fiat or a Vespa?
Okay, now keep a sock in it. And now a little something something. Okay?
Yes.
Please, quiet mouth. The fire department in Tucson, Arizona, got a call on Friday afternoon when people heard someone yelling for help from inside a vacant house. Mm. It turned out a guy in his 30s had tried to get into the house by sliding down the chimney, and he got stuck. The firefighters were able to rescue him, and cops arrested him for trespassing, drug possession, and an outstanding warrant. And you know, as I read this story, it reminded me of a little Christmas poem that I think you're all very, very familiar with, and I'd like to share it with you right now, if I may.
Please.
'Twas 3 weeks before Christmas, and a meth head walked by. He was filled with ideas. He was probably high. The house looked quite empty. A quick, perfect score. He'd try to get in there, but not through the door. His mind, how it raced with the prospect of riches. I'll slide down the chimney and get rich, you bitches. Then what to his addled meth brain did he find? The width of the chimney was not being kind. He got stuck there and after a while had to scream. He had screwed up his illegal burglary dream. The fire department had to get him unstuck. Then he was arrested. More terrible luck. Away in the cruiser, this dummy they took. His head hung in shame with a glazed overlook. Our criminal mind would soon be behind bars. He was not one of crime's most incredible stars. He had screwed up so badly this time he was toast, and the thing that our dummy would probably miss most wasn't that he now would miss getting high. It's that house would be claimed by a skinnier guy. I heard the man mumble as they drove him downtown. Christmas time sucks, bro, and Santa's a clown.
TMOS Classic.
I'm recording this conversation. Is that cool?
That's not a problem, sir. This call is actually recorded for your security as well.
Hey, maybe afterwards we could swap tapes and see who has better fidelity.
All right. My name is Casey. I'm a clearance service operator calling in regards to your Verizon phone service.
All right, Casey, how do we spell your name? Is that K-C?
C-A-S-E-Y.
I see. Is that short for something?
No, that's C-A-S-E-Y. That's
awesome.
Actually my full first name.
Great. All right, let's move on.
All right. The reason for my call is to let you know that next month when you receive your bill, it could be a lot cheaper, finally. The reason all that's happening, companies like AT&T, Sprint, and Clearate, well, they've all entered the local market.
Hold it. AT&T, Sprint, and who else?
AT&T, Sprint, Clearate.
Well, I've never heard of Clearate. What is that?
Clearate is the company that I represent, sir.
Oh, right. So you're not with American Telephone and Telegraph?
No, sir. I'm not with AT&T.
Right. I like to call them American Telephone and Telegraph.
All right. I do understand.
You understand that?
What it stood for.
Okay. Yes. How old a guy are you, Casey?
I'm 19.
Oh, you're just a kid. You don't remember when it was Telegraph, do you?
No, I don't, sir.
As a matter of fact, you probably don't even remember before cell phones.
No, I remember.
Really? What was it like?
More relaxing.
Yeah, do you ever text?
Once in a while.
Isn't that wild?
Wild?
Yeah, you're basically shooting letters through the air. Isn't that wild?
It is pretty wild, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to your script.
All right. Yeah.
What page are we on?
Page one.
Awesome. Well, let's move on.
All right, we put together a cheaper plan for the customers in your area. It'll now include your line charge, caller ID, call waiting.
Yeah, yep. Where are you now, geographically speaking?
We're located in Southfield, Michigan, sir.
That's very odd. You know why?
Why?
My caller ID said Texas.
That's what I keep hearing, and I'm not entirely sure why.
Sounds like to me that your phone company might suck if you can't even get the caller ID right.
There shouldn't be any caller ID at all. I'm speaking to you through my computer, but you know how they are. Sometimes they route through Texas.
Hold on, you're speaking through your computer. You're speaking through your computer?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing, yelling into the monitor?
No, sir, I'm on a headset.
Oh, you see, now you've changed it.
I'm on a headset that's connected to my computer.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll let it slide.
Now, you see, what that plan means to you is that you no longer...
So if you're in Michigan, do you like the Detroit Lions?
Not so much.
Heck of a season so far. What do you think about that Harbaugh thing?
I think... I don't even want to go into it.
All right, young man.
All right. Now,
are we still on page one? Are we still on page one of the script?
There's only three pages, so.
Well, that's really not answering my question.
Oh, sir, you keep sidetracking me, so I keep talking.
Just calm down and relax. It's going to be okay. Now let's get back to what we need to get done here, because I've got a lot of money that I'm looking to spend. And I might go with your Clear Channel phone company.
It's Clear Rate, sir.
Exactly.
Yes. Now, what that means to you is that you no longer have to pay that $4.95 monthly service fee that you typically pay for long distance or per minute rate. From now on, you could actually talk as often as you want, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and never pay for long distance again.
Well, frankly, I don't have that much time. I don't like to talk 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Besides, when would I eat or sleep?
Now, the reason all that's happening is that ClearRate created a plan that gives customers an option to pay one flat rate for all of your local and your long-distance services as well as your features.
Have you ever heard about the plastic surgeon that offered a breast enlargement for one flat rate?
No, I didn't, sir.
That's kind of the joke right there. Move on.
You see, ClearRate will provide you with the same quality of service. In other words, your phone number stays the same.
So I can keep my rotary phone?
You can keep your rotary phone if you wish, sir.
Excellent.
Now, do you have any questions or objections to receiving your lower phone bill from ClearRate Communications?
Yes, I object, and I have a question.
Go ahead, sir.
How much are you being paid?
Commission.
Oh, so if I don't buy this, you're screwed.
You don't have to. I'm actually trying to help people out.
Okay, now you don't even believe that.
That's actually why I do what I do, sir.
Then you should be a doctor, not a telemarketer. Telemarketers don't help people.
Well, I am going to school right now.
What school are you going to?
I'm going to Southfield.
Oh, that's an excellent school. I've heard of it. I haven't really. What are you studying, young man?
Right now, I'm just taking general studies to get them out of the way.
That's the best thing to do with an education, too. Just get it out of the way. What's your favorite class?
Biology, actually.
Biology, actually? That was a movie with Hugh Grant, wasn't it?
That joke I got.
Oh, good. Now I'm really catering to the 19-year-old underachiever. Where are we on the script now?
Well, sir, I actually can't move past if you have objections or questions. I mean, I'm not allowed to move past if you don't want the service.
You're not allowed? Can you give me a sneak preview of what's next? Maybe if the next page of the script is good, I might say let's do it. But I'm not going to go into this blindly.
Well, the only other
And does it matter that I'm blind?
What was that, sir?
Does it matter that I'm blind?
No, not at all, sir.
Great.
The only other part of this plan that I haven't told you is that there's a mandatory 12-month commitment with your ClearRate service.
Oh, well, that changes everything.
Well, you receive all of this in writing with your package information.
Well, the writing won't help because I'm blind.
Oh, fair enough.
Can you send it Braille?
I believe that we could arrange something. You'd have to take that up with our quality control department that calls you up after the third-party government-mandated verification at the end of the phone call.
You know, I would ask my wife to read it to me, but she's deaf, so she can't hear.
All right, sir.
Yes.
I do apologize.
Why, that she's deaf? If you apologize that she's deaf, you better speak up because she's not going to hear you.
Hi, sir. I do have to actually get back to making phone calls, so it's been wonderful talking to you. Thank you very much.
Before we go on, do you have any questions for me?
You have yourself a wonderful day, all right, sir?
Don't tell me what to do. Advantage SPWAC.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's Aura.com/listen.